Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Welcome back to Coolin' Out.
It's Kev.
Rel and Rel. Sal's not in the building this week.
We are Sal-less this week.
We are Sal-less. He's out here handling adult business.
Yeah, it happens. You know? Yeah.
It happens, but... wish him the best in his endeavors. He'll be back next week, though. How's your week been, Kev?
My week's been good. My week's been good. Work's calmed down a lot. Saturday was fun. Caught up with Ray and Kim. Yeah. As the podcasters might know. Yeah, they live pretty close to us, and we arranged, like, you know, to meet up.
Good
came
folks.
By the house. It was good to catch up. Went out, watched the heartbreaking Yankee loss, and just roamed Brooklyn a bit.
Congrats to them while we're speaking about them.
Yeah. Yeah, they went for much further than expected. So. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about congrats to Ray and Kim.
Oh.
Yo, you said they went much further than expected.
I was talking about the Yankees. I know.
But people might not know.
Congratulations again on the engagement.
On the engagement, that's a big deal.
Yeah, well, that was a lot of fun. Because usually we're out in groups. It's nice to, like, really just connect and build and catch up. So that was fun. Sunday wasn't that. Sunday was a little painful and then more work. Yeah. But since then, work has lightened up since the week started. And I've just been laying low, relaxing.
Laying low.
Me and my cat.
Yeah, no, it's funny you said that. Like, it's good. Like, sometimes we're, like, all in big groups.
Yeah.
I met up with Ray, like, I think it was last Monday.
Yeah.
After work or sometime like that. And it was just cool to, like, have a one-on-one conversation with him.
Yeah, it made me realize how long since.
Yeah, I was like, damn, I don't remember last time we actually had a real conversation. Like,
and honed in, yeah.
Exactly. Most of the time when I see him, it's like, we're in a big-ass group, everyone's drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And them conversations just be forgotten.
Yep.
It was like, what are we talking about yesterday? All right, cool, whatever. But, like, I was like, oh, this is a real genuine conversation. I was like, cool, this is fun.
The ladies catching up with each other.
Yeah,
so it's cool.
It was cool. Yeah. But I mean, you know, this weekend, you know.
Yeah, how about you? Yeah.
You know,
I knew nothing crazy.
I'm still recuperating from the lack of sleep. Like, I went to LA this past weekend.
Mm.
And, like, I've been to LA before, but not as a working adult.
Yeah.
You know, who has available funds and can see and do shit. Yo. This entire week, I've been questioning why I still live in New York City. Like, it's just...
Oh, do tell.
It's just so beautiful out there. Like, it's the middle of October. It's 85 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
85. Mm-hmm. People jogging. People are happy.
Mm-hmm. Warm weather will do that.
Yo!
Warm weather will do that.
It's just so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so...
I'm tearing up hearing you talk. Yeah.
It's so nice. And I forgot how nice it was. When I first got there, I'm not going to lie. So I walked in with my hater mentality. I got off the plane. I was like, all right, cool.
Overrated.
Yeah. It's an airport. Relax. Yeah. I get off the plane. The day I landed, it was only like 70 degrees outside. And also it was like 70 in New York. I was like, this is New York weather. Why everybody so happy?
Yeah.
And then we got on the highway. D. Green picked me up. And we got on the highway. And I'm just like, shit. You see all the mountains. Sick. All the hills. You see houses up on the hills. I'm like, yo, this shit is dope. Then later that night, we went out to Santa Monica, and I just, like,
you got it.
I just fell in love. Like, the city is just beautiful. I mean, outside of downtown LA, which I really don't fuck with too much.
Yeah.
But then again, I heard no one really hangs out down there, so I went down there on my touristy.
Is that where the walk, the stars are? The
Hollywood walk? It's in Hollywood. It's not really downtown.
Oh, okay.
But I went downtown because I went to the Staples Center. I went to watch the Clippers play. Mm-hmm. And then after, I was like, well, let's see what's around here. Let's go get some drinks somewhere. And they have, like, a few upscale places, but for the most part,
yeah,
most of the bars are just very, like, seedy and sketchy. And I can't rock with that at this point in my life. Like, I don't like being on, like, high alert when I'm out. Like,
you get
that feeling when you're just like, oh, you know?
Yeah, you fly cross country.
Yeah, I just felt like I was on edge the entire night. But I know one thing. I like, made myself a promise. I am going to live a bi-coastal life. Like, I have to. I mean, I said that before, but, like, I've never felt so serious about it like I do now.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm like, shit, I got to do this. Like, I'm talking to my girl when I'm out there. I'm like, yo, how'd you feel about living a bi-coastal life? Like, just, I'm asking her. She's like, that'd be cool. She's like, well, how we do it? Don't worry about it. I'll figure that out. Like, and, like, that's where I'm at right now. Like, my mind's been, like, I've been back at work, like, the entire time I've just been thinking about L.A.
Yeah.
Like, yo, how can I make this happen? Like, I would never want to live out there full-time, though.
Yeah.
Ever, because I love New York City too much. They have pros and cons to each. But in the winters,
yeah,
I don't give a fuck about seeing snow on Christmas.
Yeah,
I'll be. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
October 85. The day I left, it was 101 degrees. And granted, that's way too hot. But it was just like the fact that it was.
Yeah,
I was like, damn. It's not like it's like it's the same city, as mm-hmm. not the same city, but it's like the same. Comparable, like you can make the same amount of money out there as you can make in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
It's just same amount of opportunities.
Warmer weather. Just the culture out there. Health, culture is fitness.
One thing I'm not gonna lie though. So
go surf when you get off
it's,
of work.
It's different though. It's different up there because like
do tell.
Green was telling me, he's like, yo, watch how people look at you when you're out here, right? And I'm like, well, what are you talking about, right? I get off the so like I'm dressing. I'm on the plane. I like to dress comfortably. I have like fitness sweatpants on, mm-hmm. like a nice like little zip up fitness. I like just a fitness look. I like a personal trainer, honestly.
Yeah.
When I got off the plane, I put shades on too, and I had like a little dad hat on. It wasn't like I was trying to be incognito or anything like that. I felt comfortable. I'm in LA now, but when I was walking, people kept like looking at me as if I was someone, and that shit was so weird to me. People were like staring.
Yeah.
So weird. Like, I was like, what are you looking at? And then they wouldn't stop looking at me when I, like, kept looking at them, like, what the fuck are you looking at? Like, this little Army Fatigue duffel bag I got should let you know I'm not a celebrity. Like, this ain't leather. This is an Army Fatigue. But outside of that, everything was cool. And you meet some, like, for the most part, I said everyone out there was super cool. But I did meet some, like, superficial people who were, like, super superficial.
Well, what happened?
Just listen to people. Like, so one, people, I think a lot of people out there, I wouldn't say tone deaf. I'm not going to say a lot. I would say the people I spoke to, some of the people I spoke to were tone deaf. And also, like, had very weird interactions with people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never in my life have had so many women make comments to me when they're with their boyfriends. That shit is weird.
Like, what do you mean by, I don't...
Like, blatant, like, oh, you're handsome.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm like, why, like, not even, right. Like, on some weird shit, on some weird shit, like, while their husband, like, while their man's, like, hugging them from behind.
Oh.
Like, got him, like, locked down. I'm like, what kind of, what's good with this?
Secret LA party lifestyle.
I'm just like, oh, thank you, all right, cool, move out. Like,
uh-oh. Abort mission. Trying to, yeah.
Yeah, like, bye, you know? But it's just like a whole different culture. And, like, we're in the elevator going to this rooftop spot, the Ace Hotel downtown. And, I mean, like, I like to say me and Green were looking nice. Like, we had some blazers on, T-shirts, you know, some nice jeans, whatever, some nice shoes. And I'm just, like, chilling in the elevator. And Green was like, yo, this girl probably thinks, like, you work, like, you're a producer or something like that. And I'm like, why would you say that? We literally get in the elevator. And imagine this is me,
yeah,
Green, her boyfriend, whoever the hell he was, and her. Standing in the elevator, like all four of us at each corner of the elevator, basically four different corners. She walks out into the middle of the elevator and, like, does, like, a pose, like a little strut, and, like, spins, like as if she modeling. Yo, and, like, I promise you, my eyes just got wide. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I've never seen nothing like this in my life. And I told you. And her man just like literally put his head down like and was just texting. I was like, yo, this is...
Yeah, that's different.
I was like, this is so different.
That's different.
But also it's cool though. Yeah. Like it's cool just because like that's their lifestyle. People think that they're going to constantly run to people, run to celebrities or run to someone who works in this industry or does something cool like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not going to lie. The idea that you could possibly run into anyone any given moment is dope. It's dope. But the city overall, super cool. Super chill. I love it. I love it. Not the traffic, but I love it. We got an Uber to go downtown to go to the Clippers game. And the guy we're Uber pooling with, he said he had been in that Uber for 2 hours.
Oh. So, you always hear stories about this. Is that really that bad?
2 hours.
How long were you guys in there?
It took us like 30 minutes.
How long was it supposed to?
I would say 12. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing, man.
Yeah, that traffic is a monster.
Why is LA traffic so bad?
Because everyone has to drive. Everything is so spread out.
Yeah. Makes sense. Fuck.
But for the most part, I mean, I understand. Like, I was talking to some people when I was out there. And, like, everyone was like giving me game on, like, how the neighborhoods are separated. And, like, for the most part, everyone hangs out in their own neighborhood.
Yeah.
Which would make sense because I wouldn't want to be stuck in traffic trying to drive across town to go hang out with my friends on this side of town.
Word, yeah.
Like, it's even now, it's like, you live in Brooklyn, I live in the Bronx. And, like, we rarely see each other now because I'm like, yo, that shit's kind of far.
Yeah.
Even though I have access to you, it's just like, yo, I don't really feel like doing that shit's kind of far.
Yeah.
Now, imagine having to do that and sit in traffic. All I have to do is get on a train.
Yeah, good point.
Or take an Uber.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers got to sit in traffic and just be sitting there, like, bumper to bumper. It's a whole different lifestyle, but I love it.
Yeah. When you headed back?
I don't know. It has to be probably early next year. I'm thinking, like, March.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking March. I was going to go February, but then I was like, that's too close to my birthday. Got to spend that with the significant other, you know?
Yeah.
But definitely around March, I'm trying to, like, make that move again. Because that... Yo. The city... But think about it. It wasn't even like I was doing anything wild. I wasn't doing nothing crazy. Like, it's just like I was sitting back and taking everything in.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yo, this shit is crazy. I'm like, yo, it's October. People were in pools.
Yeah, that yeah.
I'm like, this don't make no damn sense.
Yeah, we bracing for fall.
I think it's just the weather that literally like the weather makes obviously the weather makes everyone who they are. But I think the weather was just like getting to me so much. I was like, yo, it's October. This is crazy. I had to come back off the plane, brace for the brisk cold when I got off the plane coming back here. But
yeah, man. Imagine you don't have to ever worry about the weather.
But you know what's funny? Niggas be confused out there.
We saw a lot of hoodies. A
lot of hoodies, beanies.
I know. You need an excuse to win.
I was like, the day, what was that, Sunday? It was 94 degrees outside.
Beanies.
Skull caps. I'm like, and I'm out there stressing because I had some denim jeans on. And your head is just dripping sweat, beloved. But good time. Definitely want to go back. We should definitely go back. That shit would be so much fun. So much fun.
Noted, definitely.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it's different. The bi-coastal life, like, has to happen.
Yeah.
It has to. Like, it has to. Like, I feel like while we're young, we should be doing everything we want to do. And I haven't, honestly, like, since I've, like, you know, passed the bar and, like, started working and stuff like that, I haven't really had something I really want to do. Like,
yeah.
I've been like just, you know, kind of coasting along, trying to figure out what's my next thing I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to do. I want to have this bi-coastal lifestyle, but I want to have it, you know, in a professional setting, like on some business type shit. Like, I want to go out there, have work, come back here, have work, you know. Yeah. So that has to happen. Like, that just like has to happen. I'm doing it. It's happening.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, man.
And shouts out to San Fran. They ain't never seeing me again, unless I have to.
Yeah, that's so weird. Yeah, I've been there like 3 times if I happen since. I haven't been to Southern Cali in like years.
Yeah. You should definitely make that trip.
Yeah, no, in a couple weeks.
San Fran, are you going? Oh, yeah, you are going a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have fun.
Yeah. But you mentioned you attended a Clippers game out there.
I did. That shit was a blowout.
How were the Clippers in person?
It was nice. The seats we got, actually, they were really cheap for us to be as close as we were. I was shocked when we got up there. I was like, oh, shit, we right here.
Yeah.
And it was nice. The only annoying part was, like, we had two girls sitting in front of us, and they just kept taking, like, selfies the entire time, like, nonstop. Like, I ain't gonna lie, though, they were good at getting the angles. Like, they were, like, they were, like, pushing buttons on IG and shit. I was like, oh, shit, I didn't know you can even do that. Getting all the angles, all the lighting, but it was just insane to me because, like, you know how, like, we speak about, like, when we're together, like, when we hang out together, like, how we try to stay off our phones.
Yeah.
They didn't say not one word to each other.
Oh, it's a photo shoot.
This is a photo shoot. Both of them were just doing their own things on Snapchat, IG, just, like, getting mad photos out. And it was annoying because, like, their hands are in my eyesight. Yeah. So I'm, like, trying to see the game. But outside of that, I mean, the game was cool. It was kind of a, I would say, nostalgic feeling to be inside Staples Center. It was my first time being in there.
Yeah.
So it was cool. I mean, I wish I could have went to a Lakers game, but why would I pay triple the amount of a ticket to see the same damn arena?
Yeah. And an inferior team.
Exactly.
How was Blake in person?
Blake was good. Blake is fucking huge. Huge. He had, like, man, he had, like, 30 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists, something like that.
He's been balling.
Yeah, they busted the Suns' ass. I left at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah.
Had to beat that traffic.
Yeah.
I was like, this ain't a close game. And then the next night, you see the Suns' coach got fired. All that shit happened.
Oh, yeah, Bledsoe.
I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here.
He said he was in the salon.
That's a good excuse. I wouldn't want to be there either. That's an hour worth of a trip there. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was really it. That's really what we did. We, you know, went out, had fun, explored different areas. Went to the Clippers game. And I just explored the whole city.
Nice.
It's just nice. And that's the last thing I want to say. What I do like about LA is that it gives me the feeling I had when I was in Atlanta. Like, I like having a car. I like being able to drive freely.
Mm-hmm.
I would never want to live in, like, downtown LA. That's just, like, just getting down there is annoying. But, like, we were out near, like, Glendale, Pasadena, and Burbank, and I went through Brentwood and all that shit. It was just stupid nice over there. In Santa Monica, it's just, like, stupid nice. Everyone has their cars. I don't know how everyone out there can afford a Mercedes Benz. Like, that was, like, the standard car. Like,
everybody in entertainment,
I guess. Was like a Honda Civic to everyone. I'm just getting out the car looking homeless. Still had a Beamer or a Benz. I'm like, yo, y'all, everyone's
producers.
Everyone's living. I was like, this shit is sick. But then I had the scariest Uber ride of my life. You know, you'd be like, was it not scary? You know, that show Scared Straight.
Yeah,
that's what I felt like I was in.
Why he speeded?
Uber driver, not. That, oh, speaking of, that's my first Uber driver going downtown. Nigga speaking like we ain't in traffic. Traffic open for a second, he doing 100.
What, like Vin Diesel?
Yo, and he's like, oh, I got your heart jumping, don't I?
You getting punked?
Word. I ain't out here putting my life on the line. What the hell you talking about? I'm on vacation. And what was the second Uber driver, though. So we coming back from downtown. This is where I told you already, like, felt like downtown was super sketchy, super seedy.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's like, oh, you from New York, da da da. I guess he saw, like, my information, whatever, like that, from the thing. And I'm like, yeah, we're having a normal conversation. Right after that, he gets on to talk about gangs and, like, how serious gang violence is in LA. And he asked me if I ever banged before. Shit was crazy. Like, and I was just like, nah. I didn't know who he was. Somebody from,
Did somebody in your Uber pool or the driver?
The driver.
Was somebody, D Green with you?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Both were just sitting there like, oh, okay. I think he says he's from Slauson. Or one of them cities in South Central where Slauson. I was like, nah.
I believe I've heard Nipsey.
Nipsey, exactly. And I was like, nah, we good. I was just sitting there being quiet. I was like trying to, like, engage with him a little. But I was like, nah, let me watch my fucking mouth. I don't know who this is. So I just sat in the back and, like, literally felt like I saw, like, just from him talking, like, how visual, like, he created this imagery in my head. And I was like, damn, like, yo, LA, that side of LA is bad, you know? But I never plan on going, so it don't matter. Ain't nothing for me to see.
Shit.
But it was just like, damn, like, niggas really out here banging over this shit. And then it made me think, because I had got my girl a Clippers shirt that night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like blue. Mm-hmm. So I had this shit. And I didn't want to carry it, so I had it hanging out my back pocket all night.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Because I was like, I didn't want to carry it. And I was like, yo, what if someone would have really tried me over this shit? That shit would have been crazy.
Yeah, they take colors serious out there.
I'll just threw it on the ground and stomped on it. Fuck no blood.
Shit.
Yeah. But that was like it wasn't even like a down part. It was just like, wow, you know, I got to like fully experience what the city's about, mm-hmm. and hear from even him what his side of the city is about. It was a very interesting conversation, but good time. I had fun.
So what's the what does New York have over LA?
What does New York have over LA?
Oh, yeah, I've heard nothing but the good of.
Well,
you said you wouldn't live in either place exclusively. So what does New York have? Must have some redeeming qualities.
Convenience. Transportation is way better. It's easy. The city's easily accessible. I can get places easier.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely transportation and my mode of getting around. I would say diversity. It's a melting pot here. I mean, granted, there's a lot of people out there from all different places, but like I saw a shit ton of Mexicans as well. No offense, love y'all. But that's what it really was. Whereas in New York City, you could bump into anyone from any culture, any background, any ethnicity at any given moment. Look mm-hmm. at our friend group. Our friend group, we have some like friends from all over the place.
Yeah.
Food. I would say the food here is better. Shit, I don't know. Everything else. Weather.
Mm.
Happiness.
Well, you think the weather accounts for the happiness?
The weather accounts for so much. Like, the weather accounts for so much. Like, my mood.
If it never dipped below, like, 65 here.
Oh, I would never leave here. I wouldn't. If New York City never. If New York City had LA weather, yeah, I wouldn't leave. Because the weather, like.
It really does boost your morale. The
weather just like
man.
Changes your whole morale. Like when it's cold, I hate being cold.
I know. Knowing you about to go face biting winds.
Word. And just the fact that's literally
bone rattling.
The fact that it was October and it was so warm outside, I was like, "Damn, this is lovely." And the palm trees.
Like, yeah, we came in this room we usually record in.
Yeah.
First thing we noticed
is damn, it's kind of brisk, kind of chilly,
and this is light.
Yeah.
Nah, I feel you. No, yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No, but that's it. I think, yeah, the weather. It's just the whole scenery of like LA, like the mountains.
The sun,
the palm trees. We didn't get to check out no beaches, but I wish we would have. I told him we should go to the beach, but then at the last minute, I was like, nah, I don't really want to go. A beach is a beach, and I don't really fuck with sand like that.
Yeah.
But I still should have went just to go.
Nah, next time.
Next time.
But get you a surfboard.
I don't know about all that. You won't catch me in that water, beloved. I don't go past. If the water come up past my kneecaps, I stop. I'm like, all right, this is fun. I did it. But yeah, I would say. Yeah, I would say. I guess people are more friendly, but mm-hmm. friendly in a different way. More like people really want to know what you do. All up in your damn business. What you do? Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Get it out. What firm? But I guess I could be anywhere, honestly. Any type of professional setting. People really want to know what you do.
Yeah.
When they're talking and trying to get to know you. I don't know.
Like, you found, like, when you went out, people were constantly asking you what you do when you went out?
That was a very common question. I had two people ask me what I did before they asked me what my name was, which is very odd. And these are dudes.
Wow. So we're people more likely to strike up conversation there versus here?
Definitely. Me and Green were actually sitting, I don't know what the fuck it was, a pool or someone in a rooftop hotel. They had like a little pool or some shit people go sit in. Kind of like similar to like Mr. Purple or the bar, like that kind of thing. Mm. And we're sitting there and this girl, I guess her boyfriend went to the bathroom or some shit like that. And the place we were at, they served beer in the can, but it was odd because like the top of the Ace Hotel was like this very like uppity spot.
Yeah.
And she's out of nowhere turned over and was like, "Oh, like isn't it weird that they serve beer in a can?" And I was like, "So I immediately was like, which I didn't. I was like, I don't have a beer. He does." Pointing to Green, and he just like looked at her like it was like such a forced conversation.
Yeah.
And then we didn't really reply to her, and then she was like, "You know, what about recycling?" And like, and I was like, "Yo, Kev."
Your boyfriend a garbage man?
And I was like, "Yo, I know this conversation ain't hitting on shit because nights about recycling." But it's just like that fact that most people in New York don't just turn over and talk to people like that. But that's happened numerous times out there. Like people just like, you sit next to them and they're like, "Oh, da 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 da," you know, just trying to strike up conversation. But it also could be people want to know what you do because people probably want to be in the entertainment industry. Like, a lot of people we met out there were like some form of creatives, like some form of creatives did something.
Yeah.
In the creatives, you know, space. So it was cool. It was different. I like it, man. The sun. I got to put my shades on. I haven't wore shades in God knows how long now.
Yeah.
Just chill. And it makes you, you know, it's funny. That it can have one or two effects on you. You can either embrace it or it can make you feel shitty about yourself. Mm-hmm. But the way LA made me feel when I was there, like, you know, it's like, yo, everyone's like super into looks and all that shit. LA made me feel like a king when I was out there. Like, it made me feel like I had to get dressed. It made me feel like I had to be like on my shit when I was out there. It just made me feel like I'm the shit. Like, you know, because the sun's out and you just feel, I just felt good the entire time I was out there. And New York, you can get lost in this like hustle and bustle of not thinking about shit, but going to work, going home.
Damn.
You just get lost.
That's so true, yeah.
Because like even today, I was walking to the train. I was like, yo, why am I walking so fast? Early as fuck to work, walking like I got, like I'm late.
Yeah, like, and you're cut, like constantly thinking about the next.
Cutting in between people, like, ah, yes, next, I'm gonna cut there. Like,
yeah.
It made no sense. Like, why am I moving so fucking fast?
Damn, yeah, that's so true.
But I still love it here.
Yeah.
I love them both. They both offer.
They'll provide a good balance.
Yeah.
Because you need that, but you can't always be on that. But you also can't always constantly be relaxing. So, I feel what you're saying.
Yeah. It was good to get out of New York because I haven't left here since I moved here over a year ago. Because I just was like, my main goal was to make it here.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm a little comfortable, I'm like, all right, cool. Like, let me take a trip and go out, you know. And Green's out there, so it's like I killed two birds with one stone. Go have a vacation and go visit him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good.
Nice.
No complaints. Definitely no complaints. Good city.
Yeah, man.
You just been chilling?
Me, yeah. It's been work till like 8 on Sunday, and then my lady's been out of town, so it's just been me and the cat. Work's calmed down. Yeah, I just been chilling.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing I did this week was go to that war zone or this Trader Joe's for some grocery shopping. Gotta eat with the lady gone. But
yo, I love Trader Joe's.
I know, so good.
It's
but
so
decided
cheap.
To go on a Monday after work. Bad call.
Yeah, that's when everyone's in.
Yeah. There. Nah, nothing crazy. I just been laying low, taking chilling. It easy. Chilling, man. Just chilling.
It's like the one bad thing about going on vacation, though. Like, as soon as I got back,
yeah,
mad emails. I was like, shit.
Yeah, it's hard. I don't even, it's hard because I know I was tempted to like hit up people, but it's just like, why would I want to be out when I have the entire apartment to myself?
Just chill.
But then you become a hermit. I don't know. It's hard balancing time, man, especially when work takes up so much of it.
Yeah. People don't understand, like, work takes a majority of your time.
Especially when you're young and it's tough.
Yeah. Because even like me going to LA, right?
Yeah.
I flew out there Friday morning, so it was cool when I was going. On the way back, I didn't get back till 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Monday night, I had to drive home, iron clothes, get up and go to work the next day.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it felt like a vacation until it was over. And then when I was at work yesterday, it really felt like I was like that past weekend had just been work.
Yeah.
Because I was out running so much and doing so much, I really didn't get to sleep that much. And it was like, yo, it almost made me question, even though I shouldn't have, made me question whether the vacation was worth it.
Yeah.
Because, like, damn, I'm so tired when I get back to work, and I still have to be productive when I get back here. It's just crazy trying to, like, balance time as an adult.
It is.
So sometimes you got to just relax and do nothing.
Yeah. And it's like, how do you fit in, like, friends? It's tough.
Yeah.
Because then you work all day, you get home, you have an idea in your head what time you're trying to be in bed. Then when you get home, it's not just like chilling and relaxing. Because like you said, you got iron clothes, cook, food.
Give your girl some attention.
So, yeah. And by the time the weekend come, I really want to go out.
Yeah.
Have I really, really enjoyed the apartment all week? Or, you know?
Yeah.
Just like a hotel room during the week.
You wake, like, literally.
Storage.
You spend most of your time sleeping in there.
Yeah.
You just sleep, wake up, do it again tomorrow. Sleep, wake up, do it again tomorrow. And then on the weekend, I'm like, yo, I'm just gonna lay here for a little.
Yeah, really take this in. Yeah.
Yeah. It's It's a balance that needs to be found.
Mm-hmm. In time.
Yeah.
In time.
You have anything else you want to give these people?
Anything else happen?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Found interesting.
What, this week? Yeah. No, this week has actually been relatively quiet as far as like social media and like entertainers and anything. I mean, let's see, LeBron's point guard now. What else? Not worth discussing.
Yeah.
I really don't want to discuss Trump. Neither do you.
Yeah.
So that's not worth
it. I'm good on that. NFL games still suck.
NFL, exactly. Wait, there was a good game I watched this week.
Oh, yeah. How was your sporting experience out there?
What, fantasy?
Oh, no, just waking up, games all the time, games in early.
Oh!
You can see all the West Coast games.
Yo, that isn't... Okay, so that is a plus. That's insane. Waking up on a Sunday and watching football as soon as I open my eyes.
Yeah.
As soon as breakfast and football. This shit is dope. All the basketball games are starting at like 4 o'clock.
Mm.
I was like, yo, this is amazing.
That is, God, that's so
4
good.
O'clock, we're heading to a sports bar to watch basketball games. I was like, you know that 7 o'clock is a different feeling. Like,
yeah.
7 o'clock, I mean, I got to be out to 10. I'm an old head now. I like to go out, you know, and come in a little earlier.
Yeah. Watch, it goes
watch a couple games
saying.
At 4. Shit was cool, man.
That's so dope.
Everything was just early. I was like, yo, this is amazing.
Love early.
Yeah, love exactly. Early. Wake up early, get the day taken care of. Go to sleep at a decent time.
Yeah.
That was a plus. The sports, that was a plus. It was weird being 3 hours behind people, though. Like, well, people, I mean, like, people on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Just, like, I just completely forgot, like, the time differences. I'm texting people at, like, 10 o'clock at night, like, my girl. And I forget it's, like, 1, and she's asleep. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, damn, my bad. Like,
yeah.
But outside of that, the time difference is bomb, sports-wise. And my fantasy squad won. My football team won. So I don't feel like I'm donating money anymore as much. That was a donation. I lost in fantasy basketball. That feels like a donation right now. You doing well in fantasy basketball, even though it's the first week?
Just 1 week.
1 week?
1 week.
Yo, my squad scored the second most points in week one. I just so happened to be going against the guy who scored the number one amount of points in the entire league. Fuck you, Brendan.
Yeah, my boy at work, he's in our league too.
Who?
Stefan. He lost Whiteside. He lost Paul.
Whiteside hurt?
Yeah, bang knees with somebody. He lost Paul. Also Chris out Paul. With the knee. And he lost someone else. So he been. He just cracks me up though, cause he be giving me recaps and stuff. And yeah, man.
Chris Paul out here looking every bit of 32.
I know. And he had $200 million in front of him. I don't know.
I don't think he gonna get that still.
I know.
That's the bad part.
He moved to Texas from. I get why. You know, I can't even. He want to win, so I can't knock him.
But I mean, you know what could happen? I don't know. He don't get that.
He ain't gonna get that.
But I see him. I'm throwing this out there. Mm-hmm. Let's see if it stick. He going to the Spurs next year.
Mm. See, that made the most sense.
Did you see a documentary?
I did not.
Ooh, okay, I'll save it then.
I know. I read an article on. I know he was. Let me. From what I've read, and the short clips they put on like the ESPN YouTube, I knew he was considering Boston. I knew he hated the not hated, but he was a little apprehensive about the culture in LA.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he was just scouting teams.
Yeah.
Him and Bob Iger are really much closer so than odd. I expected. Yeah.
So odd. But that's L.A. And that's another thing. I watched that this weekend while I was in L.A.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, L.A. is dope.
No, tell me about it.
So there's three parts to it. Basically, he was considering the Clippers were basically on his short. The Clippers, the Spurs, and Boston were the teams he really mentioned that he was considering. The reason why he didn't want to stay in L.A. was because he felt like he was going to be unhappy. Even though he had $200 million on the table, he said, like, he didn't feel like the front office was making moves so they can compete with Golden State. Like, that's literally what he said. He didn't feel like they were trying to compete with Golden State.
I commend them.
He said that. The culture is like different than when he was in New Orleans. He said when he was in New Orleans,
everybody hung out.
Everyone hung out. Everyone. Then he said he would text people on the Clippers and they'd be like, "Do I have to go?" And he's like, "What do you mean? Do you have to go?" Like it was like,
"I ain't go." Not to cut you, I read so many like you read all these stories about teams and the Clippers in general, and like I don't know how it might have just been him.
Yeah, they
like from what I read, Blake and DeAndre like
seem cool as hell.
Yeah, they're really close friends. It might just have been they don't want to hang with him.
Could be
because his personality is like demanding on the court.
Very demanding.
He might be one of those like ultra competitive where. So I don't know. It might have just been him, but sorry.
It could be, and you got to think about it also
because Blake looked real happy.
Almost everyone on that team is single. He married.
Mm.
Those things come into play.
Yeah,
he's a grown ass man out here trying to live their life, be free.
Yeah.
And they might worry about you going back and telling Jays. Like, whatever. I don't know. But I'm saying, like, those things come into play. Like, you know, it's just different lifestyles. And it seems like he was the only one that people really didn't fuck with it. Because now they seem to be super happy. Smiling all the time.
Yeah, imagine coming off playing 48 minutes.
Still got a little nigga barking
at you. Chris Paul. You think, no, I don't want to go to the club with you. Right?
Still got a nigga
barking
you.
Gotta let some steam off.
Word. No, I won't make a public appearance with you. It was that the reason why he said he was unsure about the Spurs, even though he said they would be a good fit.
I'm interested in this.
Was he said that he heard rumors that Pop only was going to be there for another year or two. And he said, there is no Spurs without Greg Popovich. So if Pop leaves, then what's the point of him going there?
So did he take a meeting?
He like, no, they didn't show all that. He just like, this is literally him brushing past. If you see it, when
that's
you see
just,
it,
that's just crazy.
It's ludicrous.
That's crazy.
When you see it, though, like the way he explained the Clippers, he went in depth. And the way he explained the Rockets, he went in depth. When he explained the Spurs in Boston, he just like said that.
That's insane.
He said that once they moved on. In Boston, he was saying how they have all these draft picks, and which didn't make sense either. He said they have all these draft picks. He's 32, so it wouldn't make sense for them to give him $200 million. It made no sense. Like, it literally made no sense. He was basically saying, like, I'm going to look out for y'all so y'all don't give me $200 million. That's basically what it sounded like.
He's crazy.
It made no sense.
Wow, this is crazy. I'm glad we talked about it. This is crazy.
But it really sounded like he really didn't have any real reasons for not going to San Antonio or Boston. Either that or he didn't want to truly disclose those reasons because, like, the reasons that he gave were so, like,
no sense.
It made no sense. And he just, like, then he moved on to the next thing. And I was like, oh. It made
no sense. Your representatives could quickly get these answers for you or maybe... Crazy exactly. Idea. You take these meetings and you talk to Greg personally.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Like, Pop, you plan on staying? It could have been
Paul
him.
To be honest.
LaMarcus and Kawhi. his best chance of winning.
Without question. You have an undisputed top five player. You need that.
Mm-hmm.
You got James Harden. Kawhi different.
And only James Harden. Kawhi play defense and offense. Slap the floor defense.
And you know how good the Spurs are as a team.
Yes. Free flowing.
They hover around 55. No, 60. I'm like 60 wins.
Exactly. And he was still, and the way they play, he would be playing well into the end of his, into the end of his years. Because it's not as much pressure on one individual person.
Pablo monitor his minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Come sit down next to me for a little bit.
Timmy phoned in from the Virgin Islands. Let him know how good it is. That's wild.
Yeah, so like the reason he gave, just it was like no explanation behind it. And I was just like sitting there like hoping he would go in depth. And I was like, okay. And he moved on.
Damn. Any other things you found interesting?
And then the Rockets, he just like spoke about James Harden's work ethic and how he's a gym rat and this, that, and the third. So it was like pretty.
He didn't talk about what the fit might be?
No.
Yo, what the hell? Yo.
Yeah. No. Oh, yes, I'm lying. Yesterday.
Okay.
He said that the fit would be good because this nigga said this, and I thought, look. The boy said.
Hold on, let me brace.
The boy said, in L.A., he always had the boy. He said he always had the ball in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, sometimes I don't want the ball in my hands. I just play off guard, you know, spot up in the corner, shoot a couple of threes.
Oh, you Kyle Korver,
Kev.
Now. Okay. He looked dazed and confused in that opening game without the ball in his hands.
Yo, what the fuck? Bro. Kev. His entire career has been point guard.
Yes.
Now you know what the ball in your hands? He's like, yeah, you know, be fine because, you know, I'm tired of always having the ball in my hands.
He plays with Blake.
And Jay-Z just sitting there like, yeah, I feel you.
More champagne, please. Words. This nigga tripping.
Oh, they had mad champagne during that. Had the ace, you know, chilling. But
He's crazy.
He said it with a straight face. Like, you know, I'm tired of having the ball in my hands. I always got the ball in my hands. Sometimes I want to play off ball. I want to just spot up and
Blake
shoot.
Blake is a legit great playmaker.
Exactly.
A four that can make a playmaker that can handle the ball. Exactly. If you really didn't, we've seen them games. He just take it right back.
Give me that back. But that's what he said. He said he preferred, he liked to play off ball a little more. He doesn't want the demands of wearing his body down from constantly having to dribble all the time. His words.
Look, I was thinking about this today when, because the LeVar. What LeVar said about Lonzo, that he ain't losing. Man said he ain't losing another game this week. And then Marcin Gortat responding on Twitter, basically. Yeah, like John, and then John Wall himself basically said he's showing no mercy.
Don't get in that ass.
And I was listening to somebody on ESPN talking about it. Oh, no, I was listening to Undisputed, the clip of them talking about it. And Skip was like, he don't even consider him like tier one, like a top tier point guard. So imagine when
John Wall?
Yeah. So that made me start thinking about who are the top tier point guards. And then I started thinking about Chris Paul.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's fading.
On. Yeah.
I want to see what happens when he comes back, but
he
about to be on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
Him waving a towel in that opening game, that's not a good. I hope that's not foreshadowing.
You seen that? Come on, bruised knee. Couldn't even took him out the game.
Look,
he looks so lost.
That's
there,
never
though.
Good in your first game for your $200 million prospects.
He ain't look good.
Yeah, I'm hoping that
he looked all of 32.
Yeah,
I was like, damn. How fast that star fades away. I was like, damn,
because he ain't the quickest. He ain't the most athletic.
But I said that though. Because they was like, oh, D'Antoni's still going to run his system. I was like, yo, Chris Paul's 32 years old. Like, how is that going to work? Like, he's never ran that much in his career.
He don't look. I'm not saying he's not. Why? He could just have mellow body or Paul Pierce body.
Documentary. The entire time he's, like, working out. And I'm telling Green, like, yo, this nigga ain't got a muscle in his body.
Arms look flabby. I saw him look flabby.
He had a tank top on, like you know, kneeling over. And I'm like, this nigga ain't got a lick of muscle.
So I don't know if he's saying in tip-top shape. Okay.
Yeah, he just could be one of those.
Could be.
One of them bigger niggas who never get muscular.
If you already got knee problems.
Yeah.
I mean, he got enough talent.
He got a little Diddy bop when he walked, too. He got a little Diddy bop.
Does he even warrant $200 million?
Hell no. Not at this point. Mm-mm. Hell no. The league is changing.
Like, you can be my best player to win a title, but you always, at least up until now, many seasons he's been in, you always need the ball in your hands, contrary to whatever he's saying.
Yeah.
So how this going to work?
It can't happen, especially not nowadays with the point guards that we have.
Yeah.
Think about Steph. Dribble machine. He's quick as hell, and he can shoot lights out from anyone on the court.
Yeah.
You got Russ, super athletic. Oh, yeah. Fucking no one can stop him when he's just driving. John Wall, who's
basically a blur
with the ball in his hands, dribbling. Same dribble machine. Get to the rack anytime he wants. Plays defense. Kyrie.
Oh yeah.
Dribbling machine.
Oh, yeah. You don't want.
He can shoot pretty well. You know. You just don't want to
see hurting now. Yeah.
You don't want to see Kyrie. You want to see, bet money, you want to see Chris Paul on the floor a couple more times. Remember when Steph caught him a couple years ago? I pray we're going to see him like that. Hope he don't go out like that. You know, he likes to play tight defense, too.
Come at you quick.
These young boys.
When are he's supposed to come back?
They said 2 to 4 weeks.
2 to 4 weeks.
They don't want to rush him back.
Good.
They want to be healthy.
Good. You need to really evaluate what you might.
Yeah. See. It was a good documentary, though. I felt like he was trying to be open.
Mm-hmm.
But it really like made me question his thought processes.
Yeah, what were your impressions? Yeah, your impressions.
It was a good documentary, but just like
about him. Yeah,
yeah. I was like, I don't. It made me really. Like, I didn't get the understanding I thought I was gonna get from the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was gonna gain like a very good understanding of why he made this decision. Like, yeah, you better yourself. I'm proud of you. But after watching it, I was like, yo, why'd you better yourself? Like, it didn't make me feel. Granted, it's his money, it's his life. But I really just wanted to get an understanding. And I didn't get any understanding.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see the doc. I did read, there was an article that was in ESPN a magazine. It was on their website.
Mm-hmm.
About him going to the Rockets.
Yeah.
I read that. Like, he got the news. He was with LeBron out in L.A. when he got the news. He didn't even tell LeBron immediately. Apparently, Daryl Morey FaceTimed him and then Harden FaceTimed, and then he eventually told LeBron. They toasted with shots, and LeBron told him, just be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, with the Clippers, the culture, wasn't fond of it.
Yeah.
Him and Doc, definitely some friction there as well.
But the Clippers won this trade right now.
Yeah. They got a lot back.
They got a lot for him. And it's like, he did them a favor by opting in.
Yeah.
He did him a favor by opting in to get to trade. He opted in so they could trade. But I don't know if Houston even had the cap to actually sign him to a max like that. So,
and he's 32, you said.
32 years old.
And he wants a 5-year, $200 million contract. 33. So he'll be 38?
When it's over. When it's all said and done.
He could get that contract, but it won't be on a contender.
It will be a terrible value. Phoenix might offer it to him.
Yeah. Someone like you just need a star.
Because those last two and a half years of his career.
Oh, that's
he ain't going to be worth that money.
That's tough. Well, it's not that. He's still going to get a decent contract, actually. But you're not going, for that full,
for that $500 million,
you just go to the desert and fade.
You go to Dallas and
fade. Oh, yeah. Would Cuban give him?
Brooklyn might give it to him.
Damn.
It's gonna be he ain't going
to be sad.
He ain't going to a contender. That's for sure.
They gotta get another star.
Yeah,
the best. But there's a way they can figure this out. Stagger the minutes.
I mean, he thought he's gonna get Melo.
That didn't maybe work that's out. The biggest. Yeah,
but yeah. even if they got Melo, they still wouldn't have beat Golden State.
Yeah, maybe a better. No, the three. What's a better fit?
The three they have. The three that OKC has.
That, yeah, I agree.
He younger.
Yeah.
First of all, you have younger.
Oh, yeah.
And two guys who actually play defense.
Yeah.
And Russell, Paul George is like.
Paul George versus Harden.
Paul George is like up there as the top, one of the top two-way players in the league.
Yeah. Russ is better than Chris Paul. Paul George probably better than Chris Paul. Yeah. Yeah, if you got to rank the four, it'd be Russell or Harden. Who?
I got Russell before Harden.
Russell
Harden.
Paul George. And then Chris Paul.
And that's like. Chris Paul, then Melo, yeah. And that's even those two is like a toss up right now.
Have you been watching any OKC games?
I watched.
Shout out to Free League Pass.
Yeah, I watched. I watched them play Minnesota the other night.
What were your thoughts?
I cut it off. I watched until the third quarter. Mm-hmm. They really weren't looking too good out there, so I cut it off. And then I got the alert that Melo had hit a go ahead shot. Then Andrew Wiggins had banked three, and I was shocked that they had even came back. But they just didn't look motivated.
Donovan staggered the minutes and put Melo to play against the second unit, and that's how they came back. Oh. Melo was just feasting on the. And then Russell also hit a couple of
threes. I know. Yeah, a couple. That's another thing that worried me also. Even like seeing Westbrook make all those threes, he's not a good 3-point shooter.
No.
So the fact that he even came down the court and was just jacking shit up himself.
He was just jacking them up.
Without even like trying to even like get Paul George or Carmelo even involved. And like that, like I was like, yo, that's gonna come back and bite them in the ass later in the season.
Yeah, they gotta find a way to incorporate.
That's gonna cause friction.
Yeah. No, because at one point Paul George hadn't touched the ball in a couple possessions, so he got it and he just threw a three up.
Yeah.
Because it's like you don't know when you're gonna get it back. And
yeah,
they gotta iron that out.
Yeah.
He the second best player on the team.
Word.
Melo don't give up. Couldn't find a fuck to give.
Melo took it way
more shots. As soon as he get it, he landed loose. Could be a hand, two hands.
Yo.
Could be a wall in front of him.
Yo.
He's shooting.
It's funny because
I respect it, man.
Everything Melo was saying that he wasn't to Phil Jackson, when he gets the ball, okay, see, he start massaging it again.
Oh, my goodness.
Start looking around, trying to figure out if he's about to do the post, the back down. I was like, yo, he really is this person. Ball stopper. But, I mean, it's still Melo. He's still going to get his points, still can score. But he definitely is the third best player on that team.
Yeah, you definitely let him. Leave him on the second unit.
Yeah, I think Paul George needs to be a little more assertive in getting that basketball, though, because he's a fucking monster.
Yeah, and he's all around good at everything. Yeah. So
let him get that ball, figure it out. And he's young.
Yeah.
Melo out here. I don't know. I thought I'll see. It's too early in the season to determine.
I still believe in them when they put it together. Because you can beat bad teams. And they were going to beat Minnesota. I don't know how good or bad they are. They got their own three.
Yeah, all these teams need
he banked in a lucky three at the end.
Yeah, all these teams need time to gel. Minnesota's going to be a monster,
though. And they did draw up the play for Melo, which is kind of telling. It was just interesting. Yeah. I thought for sure Westbrook was going to shoot again.
Me too. He came down. He's like, I was shocked. No. Melo made it, though.
Yeah.
And you know what also shocked me?
What?
After Melo made it, he was yelling at everyone to get back on defense. I was shocked. I was like, oh, shit. Melo's trying to win.
Nah, that was deflating.
Because he didn't hit a game-winning shot and got his high low. So that's why he's like,
he was living off a rep with those.
He's like, I gotta get this one.
Yeah, I remember back when we was college, he was money.
Yeah, it's a wrap for that.
That was it.
It's been a minute, beloved. Yeah. But, OKC, I'll wait and see how this season falls out. But, I mean, I think they're going to be the biggest challenge to Golden State.
I do. I agree.
Yeah. I mean, they're still going to lose in, six games, though. Still going to lose in six games.
They start meshing, sharing the ball.
Yeah.
They find an optimal lineup to offense,
Golden
defense.
State is loaded.
Oh, yeah. I hate them. They bored out there, and they just still waxing teams.
They bored. They out here throwing mouthpieces to create fucking controversy.
Yeah. Wait. What are they, 2-1?
They're 2-2 right now.
2-2.
They just chilling.
Kerr keeps saying, basically saying they're not in shape.
LeBron excuse.
He basically said they're not in playing shape yet, and they still waxing.
But that could make sense, though. I mean, the season started, 2 weeks earlier?
What they've been doing all summer, though.
Chilling, partying. 2 weeks. Season started 2 weeks earlier.
Look, I'm not. Y'all can come in.
There's less preseason games.
By June? No. April, late April, y'all better be.
I mean, I'm not taking these
post All Star break.
Yeah, I'm not taking these first couple of games.
They about to rip off a 20 plus.
Nick Young out here looking like fucking.
They about to be 34-6 in their last 40 games.
It's not even fair.
No,
it's not even fair watching them play. I hate them.
I think they play the Spurs next week.
Oh, that should be a good game. Kawhi ain't gonna be there though.
I got that alert about his quad.
You seen the video?
No, I didn't see.
Trying to walk up the stairs to get him on the plane. It didn't look promising. He gonna be out for a while.
Damn.
He literally was taking it a step at a time.
Shit.
And you can see him grimacing and all that.
Oh.
Yeah, it didn't look good.
They said he was improving. Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe the drugs wore off. And that's why he felt all that pain. He was like, shit.
Aside from that, Cleveland.
Yeah. What you think about Wade going to the bench?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have started him to begin with.
You think he volunteered like he said he did, though?
I do. Only because he could see the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
And he wanted to get out in front of it.
Yeah.
It just makes more sense for everybody. Bound to happen. You Rose, ain't Steph Curry. Rose, you ain't Kyle Korver. You can't shoot threes. You clogging up LeBron Lane.
Word.
And it makes more sense you go against bench units at this point. You can still close games. Be like Manu. He's still good enough to have, like,
yeah.
Like, Smith should be in there for what he could provide.
Yeah.
I think, like, night in and night out, Smith is the better player.
He is.
He's yeah, but higher ceiling-wise, like, Wade could still, like, on the night.
Yeah, Wade could turn it on every now and then.
Yeah.
And be not flash. Damn. And be his younger self.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It makes sense, yeah, because they definitely need some more three-point shooting. You got Derrick Rose
and Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade can't hit a three to save his life.
No. Well, you got, Kyle Korver wasting away at the bench?
You would think at this point in his career, though, he would, like, that's all he should be practicing on.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess you can't just develop it as quickly as they say. Greek Freak's having a monster season so far.
Jesus Christ.
I wish I got him.
He went first, I think.
He did go early in our league.
I was looking there.
Went before LeBron.
I was like, y'all better stop playing.
Yeah, I was definitely going to snatch him up.
He's been beasting.
Beasting.
He's having like 30 plus.
I think he's like 35.
Sucks at threes. He's averaging 30.
17%.
Jesus.
And that's all they were saying he was shooting all summer.
Somebody said he's like younger than some of the rookies that were drafted.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn.
He's only 22 years old, yeah. Or 21. Young, beasting, looking better than KD at this time of his career.
Jesus, that'd be interesting. I don't know their record off the top, but
I think they lost to the Cavs.
Yeah,
so they beat the Hornets. They're 2-1. They had the 2-1 or 3-1 because they only lost to the Cavs.
Now I'm watching this. Yeah, we said we want to see that them against the Celtics. Now. I'm going to have to watch all the Bucks games.
Man, fuck Kyrie, man. He out here.
Yeah, how'd that been? They waxed New York, but you should.
But even then, Porzingis he only had 20 points, though. Too.
Granted, huh?
How he only had 20 points.
Yeah, this is surprising.
This is what he's doing, though. Like, he's averaging, I think he's averaging 26-4.
Four assists?
Six assists and four rebounds.
Okay.
But that's still very mediocre.
Yeah.
For you to, like, get a star on this team now. It's only you.
Yeah, the ball should be in your hands.
You should be putting up Kobe numbers.
Yeah, now is your time to prove why you want to leave LeBron.
I saw him putting up, like, 30-35 this season. I was like, oh, he going to be jacking shits up. Kobe.
Yeah. We thought 30 was a breeze before Hayward went down.
Last game, he only put up 12 shots.
Now he should be playmaking, too.
Yo.
He basically said, like, LeBron was dimming your star. You couldn't be the player you want to be.
It is easy when everyone's locked down on you. You the star now.
Mm-hmm.
But I really thought he's going to put up at least 35 this season. He's averaging less than he was averaging the season before LeBron got there.
But it's Bron's fault, right? Bron just trying to get in shape.
LeBron just...
Bron just out here. I think he put up 34 and 13 yesterday. I think his ankle still hurt. Still out of shape.
You know, I try to get a kid everything I can give him. Try to teach the kid how to, you know, play basketball.
He's something else.
That's the first thing that nigga said. You know, I was trying to get back in shape. This nigga, 29, 16, and 9.
He went 30 and 13 last night.
Still ain't in shape.
Yo, he a freak.
Like I said, I'm struggling to get back in shape. You know, my ankle hurt. Then he said something about, yo, LeBron is good at shaping narratives.
Yeah.
I would think Brian Windhorst had a story on ESPN about his shooting form changing. He's like, yeah, you know, I was dealing with an undisclosed elbow injury. And that's why it made me tighten up my form. So that's why I'm shooting better this season.
Oh, I did see that alert.
Yeah.
Look, I was with him until that last percentage I saw. He said he good for 50, 40, 85 splits. We know you in the free. If there's one kryptonite, you have.
The free throw line.
You've improved with a 3-point shooter.
Yeah, he has.
That free throw line, though. Always been your kryptonite.
Yeah.
Not last like Roberson, like, but.
Last season was like 67. I was like, damn. Roberson shot 2 free throws airballed in a row. Like,
how'd that happen?
You can't adjust on the second one?
And how you going to the locker room with Russell Westbrook after that? Russell Westbrook after
that? He probably just look at him. He just be in the corner. And it hurts worse that they lost by 2. And you airball 2 free throws.
And he is great at defense.
He great, but can't shoot. Can't shoot. Self-check.
It's like, what you been doing all summer?
I've seen videos literally where people will like see him at 3-4 out there, like, starting to run and be like, nah, I'm good. Yo, his psyche must be all fucked up.
Damn, yeah.
And they always leave him wide open. So he has to like shoot. And I'm sure Coach Dom is like, just shoot it. He's out there just like not feeling confident at all. He's just like, just throwing the shits up.
No, like, give him to me. Take him.
Melo bound to shoot anything nowadays.
Yeah, man. It's been a fun week so far.
It has. That's all I got for this.
Yeah, man.
Love y'all, but that's all we got.
Yeah, but the next couple weeks.
Yeah, we got some.
We
got some things lined up next couple of weeks. So y'all just keep following along. Keep listening to the podcast.
Rate. Subscribe.
Share. Subscribe. All the support you guys can do, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and as always, it's been cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.